This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1459, How Americans Shop for Groceries. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
In today's episode, we show you the many ways in which Americans shop for groceries, including the concept of shopping in bulk. What does this say about American culture? And what is your shopping style? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, it's going great. What are you doing today in New York? What's going on?
Oh, well, I was out this morning, and again, okay, not to talk about the weather, but it is chilly today.
Is it chilly?
I was so surprised. Like, I opened my door and I was like, oh my gosh, now I'm wearing a tank top because it started to warm up, but I was out early because I always go out early with my son now. So then I actually had to get a jacket out and everything.
Little hint of fall, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Getting in that fall spirit. How about you? How are you?
It's good. I think it's going to be in the 90s today in Colorado. Oh, wow. So, but yeah, things are good. I went bike riding over the weekend and that was nice. Fun. And, you know, out here, the sun is so strong. So if you don't, even if you do wear sunscreen and you're just biking in the middle of the day, you get a nasty sunburn. It's crazy. Oh. I have to be careful.
Yeah. I've been better about sunscreen kind of just because I'm good with my son. So like I always do it for him. So then I'm just like, okay, put a little bit on my face, well, even though I'm not so good about it in general.
Yeah, for sure. You have to wear sunscreen. Yes.
Definitely. So, Lindsay, I'm excited for today's episode because we're going to talk about one of my passions, which is the grocery store.
Well, the grocery store is always a good topic. I mean, we all have to eat, so.
That's right. You know. That's right. And lots to talk about, especially nowadays. And we're talking about this because we actually have a question from a listener, from Mustafa from Yemen. Awesome. So Mustafa was asking about grocery stores and some things dealing with that. So we're going to get into that today. Lindsay, would you read the question for us?
Okay, here we go. So Mustafa says, hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I've been listening to your podcast for 3 months and my English is improving. That's good, Mustafa. Awesome. Great job. That's awesome. I was reading about the different supermarkets in the UK and I read about Sainsbury's.
Yes.
I read this about Sainsbury's. There's no doubt that for a bigger range of products at a lower price, Sainsbury's is best. But for quality and style, plus a commitment to ethical trading and the environment, M&S wins hands down.
Awesome.
Okay, so you must have heard that from some ad or some, I don't know, newspaper, right? Okay.
And he says, but I didn't understand what hands down means. I hope you can make an episode explaining it and another about the different famous supermarkets in the US. Thanks. I love your podcast. Mustafa from Yemen. Wow. It's a good question, actually.
Yeah, this is definitely a great question. I'm excited about today's episode. So this is a good one. So we'll get into that in a second. But guys, if you haven't already listened to the IELTS Energy podcast, now is the time to do it. Well, first finish this episode and then go to IELTS Energy.
For sure.
So once you finish with this, go on over to IELTS Energy. We have Aubrey and Jessica over there, and it's so much fun and a lot to learn. Right, Lindsay?
Absolutely. If you guys want to take IELTS this year, that is the first place to start. So go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. And if you're on YouTube, we also have IELTS Energy TV, right? So depending on how you like to consume English learning, we have different options for you, okay? All right, Michelle. So I'm glad we're getting into this question from Mustafa today because hands down, super common phrase, right?
Super common. And you know what? We actually happened to do an episode about this phrase. It was episode 1138, handy phrase to show confidence in your suggestions. So we did discuss that in that episode. So listen to that for more. But basically, you know, let's give a basic answer. So this is a great phrase. So let's dissect the sentence. So it says M and S, which is, I believe, Marks and Spencer's, wins.
Good insight.
I think so. Wins hands down. So this means like without a doubt, definitely, confidently. It's like there's no contest, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. No competition. And you must have known that because you lived in England for a while, right? I don't know Marks and Spencer's. I feel like we don't have that here in the States, do we?
I don't think that we have that here. Yeah. I mean, when I studied in London, I remember Sainsbury's, M&S, Tesco, Waitrose. I remember all of those. And it's kind of, it's so much fun when you live abroad or even just traveling. And I think I've talked about this on the show before, to just go into the grocery store. And there's something about going in that makes you feel like, oh, I kind of live here. So even if you're just there on vacation, it gives you this different, you can imagine just going to the grocery store, doing the regular thing. And so I love doing that. So I remember in London when I studied there, a Sainsbury, we had a Tesco down the street and then a Sainsbury like Express was opening right across from us. And we, like my roommates and I, we went to the opening and it was so exciting.
Did you live right in the city of London?
Yes.
Michelle, you were really urban, urban location, right?
I just got a memory on my Facebook that said that it's 12 years since I left for London. And that is frightening.
Does that make you feel old?
Yes, it definitely makes me feel old because how did that happen? But London was one of the best times of my whole life. And the grocery stores were definitely a part of
the best time of your life in a grocery store. I get what you mean. I remember having mild bouts of panic, though, in grocery stores in Tokyo or convenience stores when I couldn't read the labels. And I was like, what am I going to have for dinner? How do I cook this curry? I don't know what to do. It's all in Japanese.
See, I didn't have that in London. So that made it easier. Definitely. So that's hands down. And you know, we are going to, you know, today kind of give you our feelings, our thoughts about grocery stores in the US. And this is going to tie a little bit into the pandemic and how people are getting their grocery stores now, their groceries now, not their grocery stores. So, I mean, Lindsay, how are you getting your groceries now?
So I am going. So here where we are in Denver, we have a King Soopers literally a block from where we are. And there's going to be a Whole Foods opening in a couple months, another block in the other direction, which is kind of awesome. But we are moving our apartment to another place. It's really nice to have King Soopers groceries. It's like an average, very average / okay grocery store about a block away. So I'm still going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm not ordering groceries online, but I am still wiping down my groceries. I maybe don't need to do that anymore, but I still am. Like, you know, anything that comes in packaging, wiping it down, taking it out, putting it in like Tupperware just to be extra safe. Do you still do that?
You use like a Clorox wipe or what do you use?
Not on the actual food. No. I know, that's Trump's a hard suggestions.
No, I'm still doing that. Actually, I make Dan do it because I have anxiety about that. He usually does the wiping. Okay. But we also live very close to a supermarket, also just kind of an average one. And I used to go there like every single day. It would be this kind of thing where it was so close that I would just go very frequently and only buy a few things. Because that's what you do if you want to save space and you mm-hmm. don't want to think about what you're making
if you live in the city. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a lot of space.
Right. Exactly. So, but now we are doing Instacart. So even though it's like right there, I haven't been back in yet, but I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't, if you're taking the proper precautions, but we do still wipe things down as well, even though they say it can't be on surfaces
they said that a while ago, but I just never got out of the habit. I think it becomes like a bit of a crutch, a bit of a like a mental thing, and so I feel like I have to do it still. I wonder if I'll be doing it until I'm 85.
I saw something that was like a funny cartoon or a meme or something, and it said like, why does grandma Clorox the inside of her grocery bags? And I was like, oh, because she lived through the coronavirus.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of those things. I mean, I know my grandmother, for example, lived through the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And until she died, right up until 2008, she was still saving rubber bands.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So definitely will be interesting to see how this affects us. But yeah, I mean, typically I really enjoy going to the grocery store. So maybe I'll start going back at some point. And hopefully really it isn't on surfaces, but you never know. New stuff comes out every day. But
who knows?
So anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, what are some major grocery stores in the U.S. That we go to. So you mentioned King's. There's also Acme, which is not too far from me. And what about Trader Joe's? Do you ever go to that one? What's Trader Joe's?
Yeah, Trader Joe's. When I lived in Cambridge in Boston, I went sometimes. But Trader Joe's is known to kind of be like supposed to be healthier food, more affordably than like Whole Foods. But I think it's a lot of packaged foods. And I also don't think their produce is very good. I think their produce is kind of old. So I wasn't ever like that happy with Trader Joe's, even though I know it's very popular among like a certain demographic. But I'm not a huge fan.
I do like Trader Joe's, but I haven't had it in a long time, but I always used to get food from there. And I know what you mean about the produce though. Sometimes you get something and then it's not good. So,
but some of that can have to do with where you are in the country. I hate to say that my experience honestly has been so far the produce is better out here in the West.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's fresher. It's fresher because a lot of where things are grown, California. I don't have any data to back this up. Could be wrong. Could be just my sense. But fresher and more affordable than New York or Boston. Especially Boston. Stuff was not very fresh and expensive. In New York, at least it was fresh, but it was very expensive.
True. You know? Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see what you're saying. I mean, I don't know about, you know, I haven't really gone to the grocery store where you live, but I can definitely, that definitely makes sense to me. What about, you mentioned Whole Foods. So again, I don't know, maybe some of these places are outside the US. I'm not sure, guys. You'll have to let us know.
That's a good question. Yeah.
But have you ever heard someone call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So why is that? What's the joke there?
It's so expensive, especially if you're not used to shopping at Whole Foods, right? Everything is marked up. They focus on organic stuff. I mean, they do have really good stuff, but you do end up going in and spending your whole paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if it's, you know, if it's conveniently on your route, like home from the train, then that's double trouble, right? Because it takes more effort to go to the cheaper grocery store. Then you get in a habit of going to Whole Foods and you're in trouble at that point.
That's funny. That's a good little bonus for today. Double trouble.
Double trouble.
Sometimes we just like to rhyme phrases and just double trouble. So that's a good one for today, guys. Okay, so what are some other grocery stores? I mean, one that comes to mind is definitely Costco.
Hey guys, don't forget that we also do IELTS preparation. We have 14 years of examiner expertise on our team. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I wanted to bring this up. I mean, this is interesting because I was at Costco on Sunday and I was thinking we should do an episode on this.
Oh, that's funny.
I think we could do a whole nother episode because Costco is completely different from any of these grocery stores, right? Why, Michelle? How is it different?
Because it's focused on giving things, on selling things in bulk.
Bulk.
What does that mean?
Membership.
In bulk?
Yeah. In bulk, like in huge amounts.
Yeah.
Right. And huge, huge, huge. They don't even have bags because when you go to Costco,
they give you boxes.
What you're buying generally will not fit into a bag.
Right.
So they bring boxes. And so you have to have a membership. It's like a Savers Club, I guess is what they call it. And there's another one. What is that called? I can't think of it. Costco. And do you know, Michelle?
Not Big Lots. BJ's.
BJ's Wholesale Club. Right. So these places where you have to have a yearly membership, you go in, when you walk in the door, they check to make sure your membership is valid. Right. But you do save a lot of money, but you end up buying, I think it's generally a very American model of buying in bulk. And then you're storing like a 6 months worth of toilet paper in your house. So you have to have a big house to store this stuff. But stuff does end up being super cheap.
Right. Yeah. Right, right, right. No, and they also have samples. And I'm thinking, I wonder if samples.
Yes.
I heard that they still have samples now. Did you?
So they're famous for their samples. Yeah, exactly. No, on Sunday, there were no samples.
No.
There were no samples. I don't know. Maybe it depends on where in the country you are, how high the virus rate is. But I can't wait for the samples to come back.
Yeah, the samples are the greatest. So guys, you can actually go around. Trader Joe's has samples too. You actually go and you get to try different things. But Costco is like, has the best samples, like hands down the best.
Hands down the best. Are you a member of Costco? Do you like subscribe to the model of the bulk shopping, like this American style? Or would you rather go to the grocery store every day, buy little amounts, smaller amounts?
Or both? That's a great
both
question.
Is okay too.
I think both. I'm not a Costco member, but my parents are. So whenever I would go visit my parents, it's like an event, like let's go to Costco.
Yeah.
It's like very, very exciting stuff to go to Costco. So guys, yeah, it's a big deal. But it is like pretty crowded there. I think I did a video on Instagram in Costco once about different kinds of nuts. Yeah, I did that like in February or something.
Okay.
Not too long ago because I was with my parents and it used to be like, I think when I was little, I would go to Costco and be like, I don't want to be in Costco. You don't. And now when I would go, I'm like, oh my God, like let's sing a song. About how amazing Costco is.
People love it. If you could store the stuff, then
that's the thing. And I can't. Definitely. I mean, you should see, and maybe one day I'll do an Instagram about it. My closet, it's just, I need to move. Like, I have just like groceries like pouring out of the closet because now we are buying and our ways of purchasing food has changed. Like I said, we used to just buy a few things at a time and now we're really trying to stock up.
Yeah, it's really interesting, just this whole idea. I mean, I think for someone like Aubrey, for example, or the big family, it makes a lot more sense, right? Rather than a small apartment in the city. But this whole idea of the American model of like buying in bulk and the event of going shopping, I think that's purely our economy that has fostered an environment where we should get excited about going shopping. You know what I mean? We can go into that another day, but I find it fascinating.
No,
what does that say about American culture?
Yeah. It is interesting. It's kind of like sometimes people have like a grocery day, like Sundays we could do groceries or something. Whereas in New York, you also have like smaller bodegas. When you lived in New York, Lindsay, did you go to the bodegas ever?
Yeah, for sure. I went there for like little things. If it was like the middle of the night and I forgot something, I would do that. But I wouldn't go for my regular shopping trip. I would walk down to, what was the name of that? I can't remember. What a larger average grocery store somewhere in Brooklyn. No, that was
expensive.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But an average like Brooklyn grocery store. Yeah.
That's
and I would
thing.
Carry my bags, you know, and of course you don't have a car. So you're like, you're carrying your bags.
Yeah. It can be a big pain. Yeah. That's one plus of like living in, like to live in the suburbs is to like have the stuff in your car and that makes it easier for sure. Because also like you said, I mean, in New York, I used to live across from Grastidis, and it's so expensive. So you don't want to go there. So, and also bodegas can be expensive too. So like,
for
you're always trying to think of like, convenience or cost, you know, what do I value more, right? Do I want to try and save money, or do I want to just be able to run across the street and get something? So
it's that constant tension. And when you live in a place like New York, you know, New York will cater more to the, like, not having the energy to go to the cheaper grocery store, right? There's something out there for you right across the street that's going to be expensive no matter what.
Right, right, right. It's so true. It's so true. And then, yeah, or you can, in New York, you can just get like a, from a fruit stand, on the corner.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh, Lindsay, this has been fun. We could go on and on about grocery stores. I have a lot more here. But, you know, some of the takeaways for today, you know, here we talked about hands down. So, guys, remember to listen to that other episode. And we talked about things like the grocery store, different models of grocery stores, Costco, Whole Foods, the joke, whole paycheck. We did double trouble as a bonus. We had a lot of new vocabulary in here today, guys. And also just, you know, talking about culture. So, something to always think about when you travel, when you live abroad, what is the grocery style model like? And
And I would also be really interested, Michelle, to know for our listeners, guys, if you are living in the US, like, which model have you taken on? Have you gotten a Costco membership? Have you started driving out to a big suburban grocery store? Are you still going every day to pick up small groceries? What is your style, right? And how much of that is based on your home culture? How much of that is based on American culture? We want to know. So, guys, come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com. And type in 1459 to leave that comment. Wouldn't that be cool, Michelle, to see what people say?
Oh, for sure. And also, let us know if you're still wiping down your groceries. Or
we the only crazies still doing this?
Oh my gosh, I've tried to get so much better, but it's tough. It's tough.
It's tough. All right, guys. So again, if you're taking IELTS this year, go over, hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy Podcast. It's available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, Michelle. Very good stuff. I'll see you soon. Okay. Thanks for hanging out today.
Bye, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.